A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Ciao, it's Anzi.
Oh,
I'm speaking Italian.
How are your Italian lessons going?
Si, 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 si.
Prego, prego.
Si, prego. I'm actually in Italy when this podcast comes
out. Oh, yes.
Si, si. Yeah, yeah, si.
Blah, blah.
I think they just say si a lot.
And are you having a good time in Italy, do you think?
I'm having a great time. I've put on a little weight. Yeah. I'm carrying a little pasta belly.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with it.
But you were so good beforehand.
I was good beforehand. That's fine. I was good. Mm. But I am literally eating tiramisu for breakfast, lunch and dinner. I can tell already.
Dreamy.
I am going to drink so much booze. I'm actually so excited about it. Fuck.
So you have this episode of IRL UK that we recorded before Anna went away, but sadly we won't have one next week, I'm afraid.
I'm trying to think what sorry is in Italian, but I cannot remember.
Scusi.
Scusi. Scusi. Scusi. Yeah. So yeah, sorry about that, but we will be back. So
just in a week's time.
Just do something else, will ya?
Go back. There's 113 of them now.
Shit tons. Go for your life.
Yeah.
I would suggest not listening to episode one. I don't remember it, but I would imagine it wasn't our finest work.
Dog got sucked off for quavers.
Do we actually do that in episode?
Sucked off a dog for quavers.
A dog got sucked off. That is hard to say, admittedly. Yeah. Maybe start on episode 20 or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that's when we got good. I'm just saying that maybe we weren't as garbage.
Might
as
be back when we were in a professional studio.
Oh, the good old days. And we really, really concentrated on listening to each other's stories rather than just thinking about what we were having for dinner while everyone was talking. Hey, look, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know what you get.
I always listen.
I always
listen
to
you. You were cracking me up last week with your elf talk.
Oh, yeah, the elf stuff was good. That guy was a fucking dick, and I think we can all agree with that.
Dicks always bring us together, don't you think?
I do not care for that turn of phrase, but I will allow you to have that. Anyway, why are we here? Does anyone know? Nobody knows.
You're here to listen to IRL UK Podcast. It's obsessed with real life stories. There's stuff that happens in real life, IRL.
IRL.
That would be on like weird news websites, Take a Break magazine. Do you know anybody who ever accidentally had a sexual relationship with their family? Tell us.
Let us know.
Yeah.
God, I'm interested
in that.
That's
the kind of thing we're interested in.
I bloody love incest. There, I said it.
You said it.
I said it out loud.
You can't take it back.
Shit, this is 100%. Proof if
I'll edit it out.
Okay, great news. Great.
I've got another. I didn't mean to have two fish stories after last week's horrendous.
You got two just this week?
Fish guts. No, last week I had my fish guts. Oh, I've got another fish story, but it's a bit different.
I thought
week.
You literally had two out of three of your stories were fish based.
No,
which I just. It just seems excessive to me.
Just one.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Oh, yeah, we've got everything we need to do.
Yeah, I feel like maybe this is quicker than usual, but sometimes we do bang on about garbage, and when I say we, I mean I, obviously. How's your week been?
How's my week been? Fine. Went to see Hamilton
this week. That's very exciting. I've heard that can be good.
Yes,
heard people wait a long time to see that and The Cursed Child by
Harry Potter. Yeah,
that takes a long time to get tickets for, doesn't it?
Did yeah
cool.
Yeah, I was going to tell a story and I think it's best for the best that I don't.
Okay, great.
Okie dokie.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. I was wondering what you did last week, so I'm glad that's
and sorted. As we know, you're in Italy
and I'm already in Italy, so this is point is void.
Yeah, fine.
void.
So this story got sent to us by lovely Matt Horrell, who listens.
Yes, he's Matt, a great guy. And he is overflowing with these weird stories. I cannot tell you for why, but I'm interested.
He sent me this one today.
Oh.
Florida man steals exotic fish and stuffs them down his pants.
Sure.
I think we actually had a story, because I checked the date on this, right? This has just happened recently.
You think we've done it?
Because I think someone has stolen something in their pants before.
What, fish?
Maybe
though?
A fish, maybe a different animal.
Is it a pet fish or like a cooking fish?
It's exotic fish. Like
expensive. Oh, exotic fish. Oh, wow.
Pet fish.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear more about this.
A Florida man. Is this him there? He looks very normal. In fact, I think if you pass him on the street, almost good looking.
Quite good looking.
Yeah.
Hmm, for a guy who likes to feel the flap of a...
Flap.
What do you call them? Fins. Flippers and fins on his dick.
Back to that film you liked, you know, so much, The Shape of Water.
Oh, God. I really didn't know
that.
She
finds that flapping sexy.
I did not know that that's what that was about. I thought it was a serious thing.
Yeah, it is serious. She's in love with him.
I'm not having this garbage in my life.
A Florida man is accused of stealing exotic fish from a pet store by stuffing them down his pants.
Sexy.
Cruz Orlando Garcia Jr., what a name.
Howdy.
Of Largo entered Pet Safari in Clearwater on January 9th with his alleged accomplice, Crystal Dixon.
Crystal Dixon is 100% a stripper. No two ways about it.
I'm
going to
write a book and the vixen in it is going to be called Crystal Dixon.
How do you spell Dixon?
D-I-X-O-N.
Oh, I was hoping it was Crystal Dixon. That's going to be my stripper name.
Did not care for the face you just
Dixon.
Made.
Oh, baby girl. Yeah, oh, okay. I'm going to strip so hard for you later, Rhiannon.
Oh, my God, please.
As Crystal Dixon.
No.
Why are you such a prude?
Oh,
you used to love it when I stripped for you.
You're the prude.
I'm going to do it to Pony by Genuine.
Only on my
you
hen
want
night.
It? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you stripped on my hen night.
Oh, good memories.
Anyway, Dixon distracted the store clerk with Garcia Jr. while Garcia Jr. stole electric blue Acaras and blue ram chitlids.
Sure.
Which is
sure. Gotcha.
Police told the news station.
They sound nice.
I thought exotic fish would be a lot more expensive than this. The fish cost between $18 and $20 each.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought we were talking like proper
Me too,
expensive
for hundreds
ones.
Of
yeah.
pounds. My boyfriend came to this fish tank over here, pointed at the fish and said, oh, that's a really cool fish, and then ran out the door.
Who's talking? Dick's aunt?
Oh, no, sorry, the boyfriend, not my
boyfriend.
Oh,
right. I thought she was giving a first-person account of the whole thing.
So this is from Kayla Kraut, the store employee who was working there during the robbery.
Okay.
So the boyfriend came to this fish tank over here, mm-hmm. pointed at the fish and said, that's a really cool fish. Then they ran out the door.
With the fish in his pants?
With the fish in his pants. I immediately went to where I last saw them last, and I noticed there were droplets of water coming from the tank. I knew there were missing fish.
Missing fish. I knew there was missing fish.
Missing fish.
Fucking fish.
Kraut said the tag number on the car. Kraut just sounds like being racist about her.
I just
German.
Don't
that
love that
surname.
That is not a good stripper name. You will not get any business named Kraut.
Kraut said the tag number on the car and turned it over to detectives. Garcia Jr. was arrested, I think, about 10 days later, and authorities are still looking for Dixon.
Dixon!
Garcia Jr. was charged with petty theft.
This is killing me. What the fuck? Is this story real?
Yeah, but has since been released from jail. The fish were never recovered, probably with dicks on.
Whoa. So did he just put the wet fish in his trousers without any water?
Yes.
The fish must have died straight away.
Well, maybe he had a tank in the car ready to go.
Yeah, but still, like, flapping against his dick hole.
Oh, well, he might have had underwear on.
You don't know. I don't think a guy that steals fish wears underpants. Okay. You really think he's got time to worry about that shit?
Okay.
I'm just going to get straight in there with this
Jesus,
one.
Jesus, Anna.
Guy with... I think we maybe have talked about this guy before, but it's come up again, so I'm just going to go for it. Guy with two penises answers one question everyone wants to know.
Right.
Have we done this story before? I feel like we maybe have talked about him before, but I don't remember hearing all the stuff he had to say. So.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, this is one from the IRL UK archives.
Archive.
Back in December 2014, a man identifying himself as Double Dick Dude... ...shot to global fame after he hosted a Reddit Ask Me Anything session where he spoke about the ups and downs of living with two fully functioning penises.
Right.
And what I would recommend, I would definitely Google image it because I did, and it's a real shit show. I will not show you that because I don't want to have to clear my cookies.
Are you going
to
put it on the social network?
I will not because it's quite great. Well, he's just got two fucking fully grown dicks.
Is it not one split in half?
No, it's two dicks.
Oh my God.
Two ends, two shafts, two bases.
Four balls?
Two balls. Oh. I know, I was disappointed too.
If I Google two dicks, I'm
going to... I think if you Google Double Dick Dude, you will find a number of explicit photos. Some are penetrative.
No.
Some are loose, some are hard, some are soft. Okay. And that's, I will
What's
give you,
loose?
I mean loose, as in
not in a vagina.
Not in a lady zone.
Okay.
But I mean, It's a treat for the eyes, and it can be.
Whoa!
Let's see what you're looking at. I mean, yeah, like there's two dicks.
There's two. So this, okay. So they're side by side.
Yeah, they're not like on top of each other. It's a bit like
one has a bit of a malformed bell end.
Oh god! It's a bit like Medusa's hair, you know, when she's got a lot of snakes coming out of her.
Oh, don't think I needed. Oh yeah, someone's licking one and touching the other.
Yeah, I think that's a different person though, unless he's now started doing porn, because he says later on in this interview that he's been asked to do porn a number of times and he said no. Because he doesn't want to put price on his dignity, but he's obviously changed his mind.
I think I'm seeing two different, ones.
How many people in the world have two dicks? Oh, I'll tell you, actually.
I've got about three at the moment.
Somebody's got three dicks.
No, I'm getting off this page because that is difficult.
Clear your cookies immediately.
Yeah.
Says someone who obviously watches a lot of porn. Yeah. Back in December 2014, a man identifying himself as Double Dick Dude shot to global... I've done all this, haven't I? He's got two dicks, is what we're saying. The technical term for this condition is... diphalia, a rare developmental abnormality in which a male is born with two penises. This condition reportedly affects 1 in 5.5 million guys in the United States.
Tell me again.
1 in 5.5 million just in the United States. So that's not including the rest
of
the world.
There's like 100 million people in the United States.
There's a fuck ton of dicks there. Like there's way more dicks than you'd expect to be in America. After the phenomenal success of the Ask Me Anything, Double Dick Dude's book, Double Head and My Life with Two Penises,
was... He's good at branding himself.
He's, like, totally nailed it. Was subsequently released. From an early age, Double Dick Dude, also known as DDD, says his parents made it clear that he was very special.
Very special.
You're a very special boy. I can't give an exact moment when I knew I was different. When my parents said I was special for having two penises and that I should not tell anyone, I trusted them.
Oh, shame.
Shame. You've been shamed.
You've been shamed.
The logic they used created a mindset that if I told any other boys, it might make them feel bad for only having one dick. And I didn't want to do that. What an interesting way
to
turn...
It didn't make him feel like a freak. They empowered him straight off.
They were like, whatever you do, don't bring it up, because those guys are going to be so embarrassed about their one perfectly formed penis. My parents made it such a non-issue that I didn't really feel anything either way growing up, aside from knowing I was a very special boy and to keep my pants on. Good advice for everyone. Good one dick, two dicks, no dicks. It didn't have any real impact on me during my adolescent years, which I find surprising.
I mean, he must have not got any.
It feels like... Well, no, he did. What? I shall tell you that in a minute. School days can be troublesome for the best of us, and I imagine having an abnormality surrounding your genitals would be something that, if it ever became public knowledge, would be terrifying. Mm. After puberty and my growth spurt, my condition... Growth spurt? He does explain that his... Both his dicks spurt later, so that's great news. My condition was something I continued to keep hidden, wearing briefs under my boxer shorts and never stripping naked in the locker room. Why do boys get naked at school so much?
Shimmy under a towel.
Girls just literally do not do that. Apart from old ladies at the swimming baths.
They love it.
God. None of my peers knew until fairly close to the end of my school years. Only two people from school ever saw my dicks. One was my girlfriend who I'd lost my virginity to.
Did he lose virginity on both dicks?
That's the thing, like... Are we using them both? Yeah. Where's the other dick go when you're using
one? Maybe
one's
still virginal.
Jesus.
Up the bum.
That's what I'm thinking, like continuously having
double
to bum people as well. Annoying, I would suggest. I don't know, depends what you're into.
One of the images I accidentally saw suggests you just put one in and the other one's just like hanging below.
Hanging below, but isn't it hard?
Yeah.
It's just getting battered out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. she didn't freak out or have any negative reaction. I'd freak out. If I was losing my virginity, you've got a lot on your plate to deal with as is.
And you got two to deal with.
And then there's a couple of dicks coming at you.
Double spurt. Do you think they spurt at the same time? I'm going to let
you carry
on.
He does give quite specific details, so really hold your horses. But I can see you're excited, but that's good. she didn't freak out or have any negative reaction, but after rumour spread, undoubtedly from her, my friend stuck up for me and it was consequently he was branded by gay by the bullies and so was I. What, for having two dicks? It's crazy. DDD states his dad was completely supportive and was the one who lifted his spirits during depressing periods at high school. And throughout adult life, DDD admits his sex life was like a roller coaster and he went through periods where he's extremely sexually active and then where he wasn't. He said, I got tired of having one night stands and wanted a relationship. When I went public in 2014, I was in a committed polyamorous relationship with a couple I'd met, a man and a woman.
Right.
And before long, the three of us became a thruple, which, as you've heard in previous episodes, I do not care for. Stop being weird and just have one boyfriend, girlfriend. We lasted for a little more than 2 years or so, and since then I've been enjoying single life. He then explained how he handles...
I can't believe a man would invite another man into a relationship with two dicks.
Like, come on, that's crazy talk. Meeting someone and having to explain that there's actually two... Just a little humble brag here. That there's actually two 10-inch penises to deal with.
I was going
to
say, in the picture, they're not small penises.
That's like 20 inches of dick coming at you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I
do like it.
And Rihanna does like it, turns out. Good to know.
Yeah.
Seems like a tricky topic to break, as you can imagine. When I was younger and just out of school, I actually enjoyed shocking people I was about to get intimate with. After a while, I feel like if you picked him up in a bar, I'd need to know maybe just a minute or two before we left the bar together.
Yeah.
Like, having a really great night.
Yeah.
I think you're great. I get the feeling we're going to bang. So just want to be honest, I got two 10-inch dicks down my trousers. And I'm wearing briefs and boxers.
You'd think someone was joking. And then you'd have to go back and verify.
I'd have a route around first in the bar.
In the bar?
I'm not saying...
I get chucked out.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm just saying I'd want to know before I did it.
Sure.
It's polite. I think it's polite.
Yeah.
After a while, though, it got old, and I decided in future I would explain beforehand. Yeah, because he was literally taking them home, being like, "Here, my dicks."
How shocked would you be?
I'd be very shocked, Rhiannon. I'd be very shocked. Women are always difficult to predict. The ones I thought would freak out don't, and vice versa. But men always react the same. At first, they're shocked and fascinated. I've had more positive reactions and unexpected sexual activity with men, even the so-called straight ones, than I have with women. He says that going public was never the plan, and a former partner was the one who coaxed him into sharing some pictures on Tumblr. From there, what started as a blog made its way over to Reddit, and after the Ask Me Anything post, the intrigue and fame soon followed.
Right.
That's the moment DDD realised if I wanted any semblance of a normal life, I'd have to remain anonymous, hence DDD not actually using his real name. He says he has to spend a lot of time pleasuring himself.
Really?
Because you would, wouldn't you? You got two dicks.
Yeah.
But he actually does have to.
Hand.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Just like pow, 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 pow. In case you couldn't tell from that, we were both obviously just wanking with two hands there, so that's great news. My prostate gets inflamed if I don't ejaculate enough. I'm probably the only guy...
come on. We stopped listening to Blue Balls excuses when we were
but
teenagers.
But we have to have sex. My dick will explode. Okay, fine. I'm probably the only guy with a legitimate reason to orgasm at least once every day. Who got the time for that? Don't you have a fucking job? My prostate gets stimulation from both penises and creates a lot of seminal fluid. Now that's hot. He's talking dirty and I like it.
Yeah.
So when I ejaculate, it has to be squeezed every few days to get all the excess out. Otherwise it feels bloated and painful. Cool.
Blue balls.
It's your classic blue balls. Mm. In terms of ejaculation, sex, and going to the toilet, he says, I have one muscle that controls my urine, and it lets urine flow out of both my penises.
What a mess.
So unless I pinch one of them, good times, it comes out of both, and that doesn't feel great, if I'm honest. I have to take both of my dicks out of my pants to urinate, so I've gotten stares and even had strangers shout, holy shit. That would be surprising, because I'm still blown away, and I bring this up to Ian all the time, that boys, when they go to the toilet, they stand next to each other with their dicks out in a room. But he said that there's such a unwritten rule about if you even slightly, you're going to have problems. Yeah. So if you even slightly look either side. Yeah. With sex, I can ejaculate out of both at the same time. When I masturbate, I usually just use the right one.
I love these, like, my preference is for the right one.
But then how bad do you think the lefty feels? Pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty, yeah.
Stimulation of both at the same time feels great, but a lot better when I'm actually having sex. I've had lots of offers to do porn movies, but decided against it. It's one thing to be unique. It's another to be a novelty, yeah? You said it, DDD.
Sure.
What I would say, he's having a go at being a novelty, but his book is called Double Stuffed, Steamy Tales from My Sex Life with Two Penises. So I think he doesn't mind. I'm not sure he minds being a novelty as much as we think he might.
Oh my God, double stuffed is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Now I'm not eating Oreos ever again. Well done. If I'd gone down the path of porn, I'd have only been popular for so long and then I'd have just been another blip in the hiccup of the porn industry. Don't ever go to porn, mate. DDD has continued to remain anonymous, turning down financial offers from a number of television shows and even giving away all the profits to his book. I don't need money. I'm comfortable now. Besides, I can't figure out a value for my dignity. Slim. None. Not a lot. The only reason I let photos out is because I thought people might like to know that at least one guy with two normal penises exists. I never went into writing the book to make money. I wanted to reach people with your two dicks. Coming at them. The kind of people who message me in private with emotional distress seeking advice on how to handle their own body issues. So he's been helping those guys, which is cool.
If anyone owns this book, I'd like to hear a book review on it.
Now, you know I can read up to one book a year, so I would happily take that one book and that be my book for this year.
Yeah.
I can't promise it will be read in 365 days. Is that how many days are on a year?
Yeah.
How many days? But I'll do my very best. In between that and Sense and Sensibility, I got a couple of books to read this year. I'm wildly excited about it. God, have I been talking about two dicks for ages? That felt like it...
Yeah.
Felt like forever.
But it was good. There was a lot of it.
There was when double the dicks, double the information. That's what
I'm going to counter up this slightly shorter story. You know, short, this long,
is actually,
short,
this
long.
This has worked out very well.
Yeah.
Because I've got food to eat. I've got pasta and I've got risotto and I've got pizza.
Oh, all of them.
All the main ones.
Yeah. Red wine.
Oh, so much. Like shit tons, Rhiannon, honestly. I'm bathing in it.
Boy gets trapped in lift in China after peeing on control buttons.
Good. Fucking dickhead. I saw this story and there's nothing I like more than karma. Karma's my jam. I love it.
A young boy from Chongqing in southwest China became a victim of his own prank after he urinated on a set of lift buttons became trapped.
Good.
CCTV footage or closed circuit television footage, Anna.
Thank you so much for clearing that up, guys.
Shared on Chinese social media platform shows the boy entering the lift alone. He lets out.
Why has he got no mates? Fucking dickhead.
No mates.
Loser.
He lets out a stream of urine at the lift buttons, zips up his pants, and prepares to exit the lift.
What the fuck is his parents letting him piss on? I just hate
the idea that like any lift I touch now, someone's gonna have peed on it.
Fuck, people are animals.
But when the lift reaches his floor, the doors open slightly and shut immediately.
Good.
In a panic, he jumps in the lift and starts pressing multiple buttons. Always a mistake.
Pissy buttons.
And then he goes beep beep. I've seen it in films. God. He jumps in the lift and starts pressing multiple buttons, which begin flickering before the lift then plunges into darkness.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
According to local reports, the boy had to then be later rescued by building...
I thought you were going to say the boy had to then be laid to rest. Alas, we lost him. We lost him in the most embarrassing death in history.
Yeah. He looks like such a little geek as well. There's the piss coming out of his...
That fucking no Billy No Mates dweeb dog. Pissing on buttons like a loser.
He was later rescued by building maintenance staff, but was not hurt.
That's a shame.
His pride, however.
Yeah.
It was after they viewed CCTV footage, they realised it was the boy's cheeky actions that had caused the lift to malfunction.
Yeah, because I bet at first when they were like, God, what happened? He was like, I've got no idea. I've got no idea.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
People are saying his parents should pay for the damage.
Yes,
but
they should.
Yeah.
But I can't see it happening.
I can't see it happening either.
Bloody kids.
And that was a quick one, wasn't it?
That was good, but...
Light shade, long, dark.
Yeah. Big dick, in a vag, out of a vag.
In, out.
Soft, hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's different strokes for different folks, quite literally.
Ugh. Vinegar strokes.
I do not want to hear you say that anymore. Transgender woman spends more than £40,000 to turn herself into a dragon, complete with a forked tongue.
Wow.
So that's what's happening.
Last week, elves, this one time, dragon.
Yeah, so this is dragon. Last week was an elf that I did not care for. But this is a fucking mess as well. A woman who claims to be the most modified transsexual in the world. I mean, that there might be others. Have you checked? There might be more, you know. Like, that is quite specific, but it's a big world. Has spent more than £42,000 to become a dragon. Great. Eva Tiamat Medusa... Right, that's absurd. Medusa's transformation includes a forked tongue, tattooed scales, and even eight horns on her head. In 1997, Medusa from Brunei, Texas, was living as a man named Richard Hernandez and operating as a vice president for one of America's leading banks. But an HIV diagnosis sent Eva's life in a completely different direction, and she vowed not to die as a human. Leaving the corporate world behind, Eva began morphing into the reptilian form she'd always longed to have.
Okay.
She believes that after being abandoned by her parents at the age of 5, she was born again under the care of the Western Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Oh.
The now 56-year-old began her transformation with a series of scale tattoos before later having her nose reshaped. Wow. She's had her ears removed. They've gone. They're 100% not there anymore.
What?
And the whites of her eyes permanently stained green, all costing £42,000.
Have you seen that All the Money in the World about the Getty grandson who gets kidnapped? And they cut his ear off, and it is one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. But then they were still like, you're not having any money. Because the granddad was such a big boss. Yeah, I think I've heard about that. Yeah, that's a shame. That's a bit out of order.
Mm.
But with a further £28,000 worth of modifications still planned, Eva opened up about her transspecimenism in a hope to break down the boundaries for others like her.
Mm.
She told the Wizard of Oz TV, don't know what that means in any way, shape or form, "For me, my transformation is the greatest journey of my life. There are profound reasons and deep meanings about my transformation and why I'm doing it. I have two mothers. One is my original birth mother, and my second birth mother is my reptilian parents, which are rattlesnakes."
Okay.
Sure. "I hope that my story will help other people, not only those who have gone through hard times, but also people who have lost hope." I mean, it's good to help people who have lost hope, but I don't know if there's a way to do it. "I myself know what it's like to be at that point. Before my transformation, I was a vice president of one of the largest banks in the US, and I left when I left then because I became HIV positive and feared I was going to die.
Oh my goodness.
My big thing though was I didn't want to die in this world looking like a human. As much awesomeness and goodness there is in humans compared to other species, they are the most destructive and hateful." It's got a point.
Dragons are quite destructive. If you've watched Game of Thrones.
I have seen Game of Thrones. Mm. I'm aware that they can be tricky customers sometimes. "I decided at that time that it was time for a change in my life, so I wanted to look like something that wasn't human.
Mm.
I have 8 horns on my forehead.
Whoa.
I've had my ears removed." Cool. "My nose reshaped. Most of my teeth removed." Great. "I've had the white part of my eyes stained. My tongue bifurcated," which I assume means forked.
Bifurcated. Yeah.
I said bifurcated, which just was not right at all. My whole face is tattooed, and I've had some scarification and branding on my chest and wrist.
You got a little picture?
Yeah. Quite, but like wearing a middle-aged woman's t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's not what I expected.
Can you see any ears? None.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, good for her, because she wanted to look like a dragon, and she does.
I mean, technically, do what you like, but just don't tell me about it. "I would like for there to be an open dialogue about the world of body modification and understand what it was like for me to live as a gay man for 53 years and now as a transsexual woman. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what it means to be transsexual, and then further than that, something that I'm introducing, the idea of transspecism," like the dweeb from last week.
Yeah.
"I just don't know about transspecism. Mm. It just doesn't seem...
If you
seem...
could be another species, what species would you be?
I don't...
Elephant, I'd have even bigger ears.
Why would you want to be an elephant, though? What are you achieving?
Nice. Good memories.
What the fuck? Just do some brain training, Rhiannon, and you'd have to become a fucking elephant. Mm. I think I just want to be a dog. They seem to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't like being stroked all the time.
Yeah, but like I can run away. Yeah, super speedy. True.
You could be a really unfriendly dog.
Yeah, I could be I'd be like a cat version of a dog. And how do you know I don't like being stroked? You never tried. Maybe you should try.
Is that why you got a fluffy jumper on?
Yeah, come at me, girl. "I consider myself not just to be human anymore. I'm human and reptilian.
Yeah.
My greatest desire in life is to continue my body modification until my metamorphosis is complete.
Wow.
This is what drives me, man. This is the reason why I get up every day and I live, girl."
She
living her best life, girl. Well,
yes.
Yes, reptilian. Well, as long as she's happy, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
But that will not stop me judging her fully.
I will judge her.
So much judgment heading her way right now. Mm-hmm.
And I picked this story because it reminded me of one of my favourite / worst stories we ever did in IRL.
Sweet.
Remember the paedophile who hid in the toy machine?
Oh my god, that was a low blow.
So we're talking about those machines where like you've got a claw, a grabber.
I'm incredibly good at those.
You put some money in. Are you?
I did it once, and okay. I think it was fixed.
That is incredibly good.
Yeah, not bad. But it was a ball, and the claw is a ball shape. So okay. Admittedly, it helped.
So in the fairground, when you're trying to grab the toys.
I do like that story, but paedophile's not cool.
Paedophile's not cool.
That's a disclaimer. Paedophiles are not okay.
The pictures of this are phenomenal. Okay. What I especially like is as the woman crawled into the machine, she's got a bum crack out.
Oh, God.
Okay.
There's no reason for in this day and age for me to see your bum crack.
No, like, I know.
My sister is renowned for her ass crack is out all day, every day. Like, I don't even care about saying it. Right. I'll tell you her name. She's called Sarah. She's 45 or something. She's too old for me to be seeing her ass crack every day. But if you ask anyone, all she is an ass crack on legs.
Really?
I mean, everyone's an ass crack on legs.
Some people.
She just will not wear trousers that go up high enough, and it's not cool, buddy.
Does she still love the Britney lowriders?
She is. She's the kind of person that would probably, you know, when they used to just tear off the waistband.
Yeah, she'd love that.
But she doesn't even do it for fashion. She just is not wearing the right pants. Anyway. Shout out to Sarah.
Yeah, hi Sarah.
Thanks for listening.
Agile thief squeezes into claw machine to steal fluffy toys through tiny door.
I mean, fucking hell, man. And just steal it from... take the toy from a baby. You know that saying? It's like taking toys from a baby, that saying.
An agile thief has managed to squeeze herself into a claw machine. So, you know the bit where the toy normally drops down? Yeah. She crawled up that.
Very small. Smaller than a cat flap sometimes.
Yeah, in a brazen bid to steal more than half a dozen toys.
That is brazen.
That's a lot. The 34-year-old woman...
Too old to be crazy. Come on.
Who has since been arrested, was so keen to get hold of the cuddly toys, she started her hunting spree with a broom. Missed Sai... is her name.
Okay.
Was caught on CCTV trying to knock down the loot with a pink broom.
The loot.
But when that didn't work, she tried reaching in to get what she wanted with her hand.
Wasn't anyone like, excuse me, miss, why have you got that broom?
No one ever staffs those things, do okay, they? Fine. You know you could never find
anybody. Yeah, actually true.
And just like, you know, if you ever fall against a machine, it goes, wah, 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 yeah. Like you're trying to steal from it.
No one cares.
She had been playing the machine before her brazen cheating, and it seems she was frustrated she had not managed to grab a single teddy from the machine in Taichung, West Taiwan. What are you awing for?
I don't know. I just feel bad that she obviously really wanted the toy, and she just is a failure.
Yeah.
She's one of life's losers.
Footage from the business later handed over to the police for investigation purposes shows Miss Tsai grabbing a broom and sticking it into the dispenser so she can pull the machine's soft toys closer to the chute.
Do you know what I would say? I was 100% sure this was going to be in England. And
really?
I'm disappointed that anywhere but England would be as dumb as this. We're like, this has got fucking Bognor written all over it, you know? No offence, Bognor.
No,
shout out to Bognor.
She then reaches into the machine and even manages to squeeze her whole upper body through the 25-centimetre door.
That's not that big.
To grab the toys.
I'm a woman of sizable shoulders. Yeah. I have
that's
a broad
nine
back.
Inches.
I'm not
it's
going
less
up there.
Space than the double penis.
Yeah, that's smaller than double penis. I will only measure things by double by penis
double
now.
Penis,
if I go to IKEA, I'm going to need a bookshelf that's three double penises along.
And six high.
Yeah, sure.
Police say she stole 7 toys during her half-hour stint. While in custody, Mr. Sai told authorities she'd taken sleeping pills and other medication and had no recollection of her actions.
It can happen. They are dangerous, sleeping pills.
The woman claims she gave the toys to children living in her neighbourhood.
I suppose she was just stealing the toys for orphans.
Oh, it's just for orphans. It's fine.
No, it's fine. I'm doing a good thing. I'm just trying to give cheeseburgers to homeless people. That's why I'm in a fucking pipe organ with no trousers on and my remote control car. Okay. This is 100% real. Oh, I caught my fiancé shoving ladybirds down his bell end.
Oh!
I'm just going to disclaimer
what
it.
What the fuck?
This is from the Sunday Sport, because I cannot be getting grief from you halfway through the story.
This is fucking horrible, Anna.
It's fine. Everyone's fine. When Becky Willis came home unexpectedly and found fiancé Darren Harper naked and hunched over his bell end in the dining room, she assumed he was just having a big old-fashioned wank. And she was right, up to a point. However, 29-year-old Darren was not merely masturbating. He was, in fact, inserting ladybirds into his chap's eye.
Oh, my God. Why would
chap's
you do
eye.
That?
Educational administrator Becky, 27, last night told Sunday Sport, I was about to laugh when I came home and caught Darren having a crafty tug.
Why ladybirds?
But he leapt... Do you know what? Sometimes they write stories around cultural references, and I think it's because of that film, Lady Bird. With Suase Rossen, or whatever
Saoirse
she's called.
Ronan.
Yeah, cool. But he leapt up and all these ladybirds fell to the floor.
Dead or alive?
They're fine. He sets them free afterwards. And they are literally walking around like desperately looking for booze and drugs and anything to let them forget this hell.
Yeah.
I looked at his cock and saw that there was bloody ladybirds peering out of his chap's eye.
They were bloody, or she's going, bloody hell.
I looked at his cock and saw there was a bloody ladybird peering out of his chap's eye.
Oh.
It was a lot for me to take in, and I just screamed. Red-faced shelf stacker Darren told his side of the story. It took a long time to persuade Becky I wasn't a galloping pervert. Is that a phrase? Specifically?
Why do perverts don't gallop, do they?
This is brand new information. Let us know if you know where the phrase galloping pervert comes from. It's a strange kink, I'll admit that, but nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt. Literally everyone is getting hurt. I even let the ladybirds go afterwards.
No, my ears are getting hurt.
This guy's nice. Darren thinks he may have developed the fetish as a small boy growing up in the countryside of near Biddulph, Staffordshire. Either that, or it was maybe something that he saw in a Yugoslavian porn movie. He doesn't know which one.
Not sure.
He can't be sure at this point. Becky says the revelation has not ruined the pair's plans to marry. She said, Darren's the man for me. Just because he likes insects crawling up and down his dick is no reason to split up. I have to agree.
Oh.
Look, sickness and health. You know that.
That is awful.
But I'm making sure he has a proper gentleman's wash before he puts it anywhere near me.
Oh my God.
And he can kiss goodbye to blowjobs too.
Oh.
And that's reasonable. I don't think she's being unfair saying all that.
No.
And that is some fantastic journalism from Barney Samuels at the Sunday Sport. So thank you, Barney. That was glorious.
That was great. What a great way to end the show.
We've done a really nice bunch of stories this week.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a good time. No one's getting hurt except all the ladybirds that are now completely destroyed.
And the exotic fish.
Actually, yeah, there has been a lot of hurt this week. Apologies, I take that back.
Yeah.
So if you would like to find us on social media, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at @IRL_UK_podcast, and that's where we'll put videos and pictures, but I will not be putting double dicks up. Just have to Google that yourself, because I cannot have our account shut down for that. And also if you want to go on Facebook, you know how to use Facebook, right? Do you know how to use does anyone use Facebook anymore? Check us out on Bebo. MySpace is with picking that up again. So if you Pinterest. Just search for us, Pinterest, we're gonna get pretty rough and wild with that. If you just search for us in the Facebook search bar, IRL UK podcast, you will find us. Hopefully the sound's better than it was.
Yeah,
we had a bit of a pickle
and
a couple of weeks
ago.
Sorry we're not here next week, but I will be having the fucking time of my life, so I don't even slightly feel bad about it. Okay. But it's been great chatting to you.
I've
really enjoyed myself.
Do you want to say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.